إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فما زلت معكم في التعليق على كتاب رياض الصالحين لأبي زكريا محيي الدين يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، we are continuing our commentary on the book رياض الصالحين authored by الشيخ أبو زكريا محيي الدين يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى.
وما زال الحديث في باب الإخلاص.
And we are still speaking about the chapter of sincerity.
قال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك، فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله تبارك وتعالى عنده حسنة كاملة، وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة، وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة، وإن هم بسيئة وإن هم بها يعني السيئة فعملها كتبت له أو كتبها الله سيئة واحدة. متفق عليه.
And the author said رحمه الله تعالى and on the authority of Abi al-Abbas Abdullah ibn Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib رضي الله عنهما that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his narration of what his Lord تبارك وتعالى said, indeed Allah has written all the good deeds and the bad deeds, and then he manifested that. So whoever considers doing a bad deed, whoever considers to do a good deed and intends to do a good deed and then does not do it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will write it for him as an entire good deed. And whoever intends to do it and then does it, Allah will write it for him as 10 good deeds or up to 700 times and many more times above that as well. And if an individual intends to do a bad deed and then does not, Allah will write it for him with himself as an entire good deed. And if he intends to do that bad deed and then does it, Allah will write it as one bad deed. This is reported by both Bukhari and Muslim.
وهذا الحديث يبين أهمية النية.
And this narration here shows the importance of intention.
كما سبق ذكره في حديث أبي كبشة الأنماري رضي الله عنه: إنما الدنيا لأربعة نفر.
As it has been mentioned previously in the narration of Abi Kabsha al-Anmari رضي الله عنه, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the dunya is for 4 types of individuals.
وهذا الحديث من الأحاديث القدسية.
And this narration here is one of the Qudsi narrations.
وهي الأحاديث المنسوبة إلى الله عز وجل.
And those are the narrations which are ascribed to Allah عز وجل.
وليست من القرآن الكريم.
And they are not part of the Quran.
لكن ما رواه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه.
Rather, they are what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has narrated that Allah said.
وأما ما رواه من قبلنا من الأمم عن الله فيقال لها الإسرائيليات.
And what the previous nations narrate that Allah has said, these are called Israeliyat.
ولا يقال لها أحاديث قدسية.
And these are not to be referred to as Qudsi narrations.
لأن الحديث القدسي نسبة إلى القدس وهو الطهر.
Because the Qudsi narration, it is ascribed to Al-Quds, and Al-Quds is holiness.
أو النزاء التنزه عن الشر والإثم.
Or it is to be purified from evil and sinfulness.
فمن أسماء الله القدوس.
One of the names of Allah is Al-Quddus.
يعني المنزه عن كل عيب.
Meaning the one who is pure and free from any deficiency.
بسبب ما له من الأسماء الحسنى وصفات العلى.
And this is due to what he has of the goodly names and the high descriptions.
فهذا الحديث يوصف بأنه قدسي نسبة إلى القدوس عز وجل.
So these narrations are referred to as Qudsi narrations, and that is ascribing them to Al-Quddus.
والله عز وجل تكلم بهذه الأحاديث حقيقة.
And Allah عز وجل spoke with these narrations.
وإذا صحت عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And if they are authentic that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said them,
يجب اعتقاد أن الله قالها.
It is obligatory to believe that Allah is the one who said these things.
أما ما ينسب إلى الله عز وجل مثل الإسرائيليات,
as for the other things that are ascribed to Allah from the narrations of the people of the book,
فإذا كان هذا المنسوب في كتب أهل الكتاب موجود في القرآن والسنة الصحيحة,
if this, what they ascribe to Allah from the scriptures of the people of the book, is found in the Quran or the authentic Sunnah,
فهذا نؤمن به.
Then this we believe in.
ونصدقه.
And we believe it.
فما في القرآن هو كلام الله المعجز.
So whatever is in the Quran, it is the words of Allah.
المتعبد بتلاوته.
And that is what we worship Allah by way of reciting the Quran.
وما كان من الحديث فهو قدسي.
And whatever is in a narration, then it is considered a Qudsi narration.
القسم الثاني من الإسرائيليات.
The second type of narrations of the people of the book.
ما هو كذب ظاهر.
Is what is clearly a lie.
مخالف للكتاب والسنة.
And it is in contradicting to the Quran and the Sunnah.
والحس والواقع والعقل السليم.
And it is also contradicting to reality, and it is contradicting to logic, sound logic.
مثل ما زعمه اليهود أن الله في التوراة أن الله عز وجل بعد أن خلق السماوات والأرض في يوم السبت استراح وأنه تعب فاستراح.
For example, like what the Jews ascribe in the Torah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he created the creation and then on the seventh day, on the Saturday, he was tired, so he took a break.
وأنه استلقى على قفاه وثنى رجليه.
And that he laid down on his back and put one leg over the other.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ يعني تعب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed we have created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and we were not tired by this or taxed.
وَذَكَرَ أَنَّهُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ.
And he mentioned that he had created the heavens and the earth and he was not tired by this.
فهذا كذب على الله.
So this is a lie against Allah.
الذي في التوراة.
What has been mentioned in the Torah.
فيجب تكذيب هذا الكلام الذي ورد في التوراة عن الله.
So these things that is mentioned in the Torah about Allah, it is obligatory to belie these things.
أنه استراح يوم السبت.
That he took a break on Saturday.
القسم الثالث من الإسرائيليات.
The third type of narrations of the people of the book.
الذي لم يرد في الكتاب ولا في السنة تكذيبه.
What has not been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah that it is correct, that it is a lie.
ولا يخالف العقل ولا الواقع ولا الحس.
Nor does it contradict reality, nor does it contradict the physical world, nor does it contradict the sound intellect.
ولم يرد في الكتاب ولا في السنة.
And it has not been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah.
فهذا لا يصدق ولا يكذب.
This type of narration is not to be believed or belied.
ويجوز التحديث به.
And it is permissible to narrate them.
مع بيان أنه من الإسرائيليات.
But it must be said that these are from the scriptures of the people of the book.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثوا عن بني إسرائيل ولا حرج.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, narrate the stories of Bani Israel, and there's no problem with that.
وقال في حديث آخر لا تصدقوهم ولا تكذبوهم.
And he said in another narration, do not believe these tales and do not belie them.
وقولوا آمنا بالذي أنزل إلينا وإليكم.
And say we have believed in that which has been revealed to us and you.
فهذا الحديث الذي رواه ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما هو حديث قدسي.
So this narration here that has been reported by Ibn Abbas, it is a Qudsi narration.
وهو حديث صحيح رواه البخاري ومسلم.
And it is an authentic one which has been narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim.
بعض أهل البدع يقولون إن الحديث القدسي معناه من الله ولفظه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Some of the people of innovation mentioned that narration, the Qudsi narration, its wording, its meaning comes from Allah, but its wording is from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا غلط.
And this is incorrect.
الحديث القدسي لفظه من الله.
And the Qudsi narration, its wording is also from Allah.
لكن ما تشرع تلاوته كالقرآن.
But the difference is that it is not to be recited like the Quran.
لأنه لم ينزله في القرآن للإعجاز.
Because Allah did not send it down in the Quran as a miracle.
ولا يجوز أن يقرأ في الصلاة.
Nor is it permissible to recite these narrations in salah.
وهو كلام الله.
And it is the words of Allah.
لكن القراءة في الصلاة مخصوصة بالقرآن الكريم.
But the recitation in salah, it is specific to the recitation of the Quran.
وما هو محكم ليس منسوخ التلاوة.
And also that which is considered to be specific and explicit, and not that which has been abrogated of the recited Quran.
فبعض الآيات أنزلها الله ثم نسخها لفظا من القرآن.
So some of the verses of the Quran, they came down in the Quran, and then Allah abrogated their recitation.
فهو من القرآن.
It is considered, these verses are considered to be part of the Quran.
لكنه منسوخ.
But it is abrogated.
فلا يجوز تلاوته في الصلاة.
So hence it is impermissible to recite them in salah.
فالحديث القدسي من باب أولى أن لا يقرأ في الصلاة.
So the Qudsi narration is not to be recited in salah even more so.
ماذا قال الله عز وجل في هذا الحديث؟
What did Allah سبحانه وتعالى say in this narration?
إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات.
Indeed, Allah has written the good and bad deeds.
أي شرع الحسنات.
Meaning he has legislated the good deeds
وحث عليها
and encouraged them
وحذر من السيئات
and he warned against sins.
وهو لا يضيع أجر من أحسن عملا
and he does not lose the reward of those who do good deeds.
وكل ما يعمله ابن آدم مكتوب من خير أو شر
and everything that the human being does of good or bad is written.
ثم بين الله سبحانه وتعالى ذلك.
So then Allah سبحانه وتعالى manifested this.
فقال من هم بحسنة يعني أراد وقصد في قلبه هما جازما بحسنة فلم يعملها.
So he said, whoever intends, whoever considers, meaning has a strong intention and a strong consideration to do a good deed and then does not do it.
وتركه لها لم يكن بسبب عدم حبه لها.
And the individual does not leave off doing it after having the intention to do so. This was not because he does not like it.
وليس لأنه ترك همه بها عزمه عليها.
Nor is it because he left off his intention to do so or his نعم.
لكن لم يعملها بسبب عارض له عرض له.
Rather, he didn't do it because of something that occurred, something that came up that prevented him from doing so.
مثل إنسان أراد أن يتصدق بعشرة دولار.
For example, if an individual wished to give $10 in charity,
فسرق هذا المال منه.
And then the money was stolen from him.
يكتب الله له أجر الصدقة كاملة.
Allah will write for him the reward of the all of the charity completely.
أو أراد أن يتصدق بهذه العشر دولارات.
Or if the individual wished to give these $10 in charity.
ثم طلب منه أولاده دواء أو طعاما فاشترى به لهم طعاما.
And then his children asked him for some food or some medicine, and so he bought some food with it.
لأنه ليس عنده مال غير هذا.
Because he doesn't have any other money except for this money.
كتب الله له أجر الصدقة.
Allah will write for him the reward of charity.
وهكذا إذا انصرف عن عمل هذه الحسنة بصارف مشروع.
And this goes for any way if the individual is prevented from doing a good deed by some legislated prevention.
لكن شخص أعد عشر دولارات للصدقة.
But for example, another individual, if he were to prepare $10 for charity,
وذهب ليعطيها الفقير,
and then went to give it to a poor person,
فرأى في الطريق أشرطة موسيقى,
and then he saw in his way a few music albums.
فاشترى الموسيقى.
So he bought the music albums.
هذا لا يكتب له حسنة.
This individual doesn't have any good deeds written for him.
لأنه بدل ما يعمل الحسنة عمل السيئة.
Because instead of him doing the good deed, he did the bad deeds.
وذهب همه للحسنة.
And his intention to do the good deed left and was no longer there.
لذلك المقصود من هم بحسنة فلم يعملها بسبب عارض عرض له وصرفه وعجز عن إيصال الحسنة.
So what this means is that whoever intends to do a good deed and then does not do it, meaning something comes up that occurred and prevented him from being able to do this anymore.
مثل الرجل الذي رأى رجلا عنده مال ينفق في سبيل الله فهو تمنى أن يكون له مثل ذلك المال.
Like the individual who saw a man who had wealth and was spending it in the proper way, so this individual wished that they had the money that this other individual had so that they could spend it the way that he spends it.
فيكتب الله له مثل أجره.
So Allah will write for him the reward of that other individual, the same reward.
بسبب النية الصادقة.
And this is because of the sincere and true intention.
والعزيمة الصحيحة.
And by having the true will to do it.
القسم الثاني من هم بحسنة فعملها.
The second type is the individual who has the intention to do something good and then does it.
كتب الله له بكل حسنة عشر حسنات.
Allah will write for this individual for every good deed that they do 10 times.
إلى 700 ضعف.
Up to 700 times.
إلى أضعاف كثيرة.
Up to many times.
لا سيما إذا كان في الأوقات الفاضلة.
Especially if this was done in the particularly virtuous times,
مثل رمضان.
Like in the time of Ramadan.
أو لما يكون المال عندك قليل ومع ذلك وأنت شحيح صحيح تنفق في سبيل الله.
Or like for example, if you have a little bit of wealth and you are in good health and you feel stingy and you give it anyways for the sake of Allah, this is more virtuous.
القسم الثالث,
the third type,
الذي يهم بمعصية وسيئة,
the one who intends to do a bad deed,
فتركها لله,
and then leaves it off for the sake of Allah.
كما في الرواية الأخرى, فتركها من جرائي, يعني بسبب خوفا مني.
As we have in the other wording of the narration, in the next narration, for indeed he has only left it off for my sake.
فهذا يكتبها الله له حسنة كاملة.
So this individual will have it written for him as an entire good deed.
ولو لم يعملها.
Even if they do not do it.
لأن أكتبها حسنة كاملة لأنه لم يعملها معذرة.
It is written for them as an entire good deed because they did not do it.
مثل ذلك أيضا, رجل أراد أن يفعل فاحشة.
So an example of this is an individual who wished to fornicate.
فلما تمكن منها,
and so when he had the opportunity to do this with a woman,
ترك المعصية خوفا من الله.
He left it alone out of fear of Allah.
مثال آخر, رجل عنده مال.
Another example is a man who has some wealth.
وذهب ليشتري خمرا.
And he went to buy some alcohol.
ثم خاف من الله.
And then he feared Allah.
وترك شراء الخمر.
And left off buying the alcohol.
هو فقط ترك شرب الخمر.
All he did was leave off.
ترك شراء الخمر.
All he did was leave off the purchasing of that alcohol.
يكتب الله له حسنة كاملة.
But Allah will write for this individual an entire good deed.
بسبب النية الصالحة.
Because of their good intention.
لكن شخص أراد أن يشتري الخمر.
But for example, another individual who wished to buy the alcohol.
وذهب ليشتري ووصل إلى الدكان.
And then reached the store.
ووجده مغلقا.
And found that it was closed.
هذا لا يكتب له حسنة كاملة.
This individual does not have a full good deed written for them.
أو كان معه دولارات وضاعت.
Or if he had the money and then he lost it.
وما في قلبه أنه ندم ولا تاب ولا خاف من الله.
And they do not have in their heart that they, then this individual does not have in his heart that he has repented or is regretful or that he fears Allah.
هذا لا تكتب له حسنة.
This individual, no good deed is going to be written for him.
بل تكتب عليه السيئة.
Rather, a bad deed will be written upon him.
كما في حديث إنما الدنيا لأربعة نفر.
As we heard in the narration that states that the dunya is for four types of people.
الرجل الذي تمنى أن يكون له مثل الرجل المفسد في ماله حتى يفسد هو في ماله أيضا.
The one who intended, who wished that he had wealth like the one who was who had wealth and was spending it in a prohibited fashion, in an evil way, he wished that he had his wealth so that he could spend it as well like he does.
قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هما في الوزر سواء.
The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that these two people are equal in sinfulness.
إذن من هم بسيئة فلم يعملها خوفا من الله كتبت له حسنة كاملة.
So the one who has considered to do a evil deed and then leaves it off for the sake of Allah, out of fear of Allah, then this is written for that individual as a complete good deed.
القسم الرابع,
and the four types, the fourth type,
الذي يهم بالسيئة فيعملها,
the one who considers doing a bad deed and then does it.
فتكتب له سيئة كاملة واحدة.
This individual will have it written against them as one sin.
ولا تضاعف السيئة.
And the sin is not multiplied.
إلا مع سيئات أخرى.
Unless it is less another sin is done with it.
فالله رحيم بعباده.
As Allah is merciful to His slaves.
يضاعف الحسنات.
He multiplies good deeds.
ويتجاوز عن السيئات.
And He pardons bad deeds.
ولا يضاعف السيئات إلا بمضاعفة الأعمال السيئة.
And he does not multiply bad deeds unless they are repeated and done repeatedly.
بل حتى الملك الذي على اليمين يكتب الحسنة مباشرة.
Even the angel which is on the right side of the right shoulder, the one that writes the good deeds, he writes it immediately once it's done.
لكن الذي على اليسار.
But the angel on the left side.
إذا عمل العبد السيئة.
If the individual does a sin, commits a sin.
لا يكتبها مباشرة.
The angel will not write it down immediately.
بل يمهله ست ساعات.
Rather, he will give him 6 hours.
ربع يوم.
A fourth of a day.
حتى يتوب.
Await in this individual and given him a chance to repent.
إن تاب منها خلال ست ساعات ما كتبها.
If he repents from doing what he did within that 6 hours time, it will not be written against him.
فإذا مضت ست ساعات ولم يتب كتبها.
So if 6 hours go by and he still has not repented, then the angel will write it.
فإن تاب بعد ست ساعات محاها.
So if he repents after the 6 hour time, then the angel will erase it.
توبة صادقة.
And that is a true and honest repentance.
وهذه السيئة التي تاب منها.
And this sin that the individual has repented from.
ومحيت.
And was removed and erased.
لا تكون في الميزان يوم القيامة.
It will not be weighed in the scale on the day of resurrection.
إنما الميزان يكون في السيئات التي لم يتب منها.
Because what is going to be weighed in the scales on the day of resurrection is the sins that he has not repented from doing.
والتي لم يغفرها الله.
And the sins that Allah did not forgive.
فإن شاء الله يوم القيامة حاسبه عليها.
So if Allah on the day of resurrection chooses to bring him to account on these good evil deeds, he will.
والله سبحانه وتعالى يحب من عبده أن يتوب.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that his slave repents.
ويحب أن يكرم عباده.
And he loves to honor his slaves.
حتى العمل القليل يكتب عليه الأجر الكثير.
Even the slight good deed, Allah will write a lot of reward for it.
يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار.
He extends his hand in the day so that the evildoer of the He extends his hand in the night so that the evildoer of the day will repent. And he extends his hand in the night, and he extends his hand in the day so that the evildoer of the night will repent. Every day and night this occurs. And this will continue until the sun rises from the west. And then after this occurs, the repentance will not be accepted anymore. Or when the soul of the human being is being extracted and it reaches the individual's throat. So the individual should be diligent and rush to repent.
والاستغفار.
And to seek forgiveness.
والندم على ما فات.
And to be regretful because of what they have done.
وأن يتجنب المعاصي والسيئات.
And that they stay away from evil deeds and sins.
نسأل الله من فضله.
We ask Allah that He give us from His favor.
ثم قال رحم طبعا وعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما هو ابن عم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم العباس.
And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he is the cousin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the son of his uncle, son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's uncle العباس.
والعباس رضي الله عنه هو من خيرة أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله
العباس.
And العباس رضي الله عنه is one of the best of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هو عم الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
He is his uncle.
وكان رجلا جليلا.
And he was a very great and grand individual.
قيل إنه أسلم في مكة.
It was said that he became Muslim while he was still in Mecca.
وقيل أسلم عام الحديبية.
And it was said that he became Muslim in the year of Al-Hudaybiyah.
وقيل عام فتح مكة.
And it was said he also another opinion was that he became Muslim in the year of the conquest of Mecca.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحبه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to love him.
ويجله.
And he used to exalt him.
وكان الصحابة يحبونه.
And the companions they used to love him as well.
ويجلونه.
And exalt him.
ويحترمونه.
And respect him.
حتى ويعرفون له قدره.
And they used to recognize his what he is due of respect.
فهو عم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he is the uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والعباس رضي الله عنهما من عظيم منزلته عند الصحابة أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه لما أصاب المسلمين قحط بسبب قلة المياه والنبات.
And the place, the position, his high rank with the companions radiallahu anhum is shown as once when the Muslims were going through a time of drought.
بما عرف من عام الرمادة.
And this particular year of drought was called the year of Ramada.
أصاب المسلمين جوع عظيم.
The Muslims they were afflicted with a great famine.
فطلب عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه من العباس أن يدعو الله أن يغيثهم.
So عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه he asked of Al-Abbas that he make dua to Allah to send down the rain.
ثم قال عمر رضي الله عنه.
And then عمر رضي الله عنه he said.
اللهم إنا كنا نتوسل بنبيك يعني بدعاء نبيك.
Oh Allah, we used to make tawassul to you by way of your prophet's supplication.
فتغيثنا.
So you would then give us rain.
فإنا نتوسل إليك بعمك بعمه العباس.
So now we are making tawassul to you with his uncle, with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's uncle Al-Abbas.
والعباس دعا الله أن يغيثهم.
And Al-Abbas he made dua that Allah send down the rain.
فأغيثوا.
And the rain came down.
وذهب قحط عام من أشد القحط الذي أصاب المدينة.
And the drought of the drought, one of the most severe droughts that had ever afflicted Medina, it came to an end.
وابنه عبد الله كان من خيرة الصحابة.
And Al-Abbas's son Abdullah, he was one of the most virtuous of the companions.
هو وأخوه الفضل.
And he and his brother Al-Fadl.
لكن عبد الله كان مجتهدا في طلب العلم أكثر.
But عبد الله he was more diligent in seeking knowledge than his brother.
وولد قبل الهجرة ممكن بثلاث سنوات أو أربع سنوات.
And he was عبد الله he was born before Hijra of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by about 3 or 4 years.
فأدرك حياة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة وهو شاب وهو غلام لم يعني يقارب قريب البلوغ يعني.
And he was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina while he was a young man. He was close to the age of puberty.
وكان بعد وفاة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في طلب العلم.
And after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was very diligent in seeking knowledge.
هو سمع من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أحاديث.
He heard some narrations from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم directly.
وحدث عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عدة روايات شاهدها بنفسه وسمعها بأذنه.
And he narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a number of narrations that he witnessed for himself and heard directly.
ودعا له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua for him as well.
بأن يفقهه في الدين.
And that dua was that Allah grant him understanding in the religion.
وأن يعلمه تفسير القرآن.
And that he teach him the explanation of the Quran.
فبعد موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
So after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
اجتهد عبد الله بن عباس في طلب العلم على أيدي الصحابة
عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما was diligent in seeking knowledge from the companions
فكان يجلس مع أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي
So he used to sit with Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali.
وبقية المهاجرين والأنصار.
And the rest of the مهاجرين and the أنصار.
يستفيد من علمهم.
And he used to benefit from their knowledge.
لما كان شابا بعد وفاة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له صديق من الأنصار.
When he was a young man after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had a companion from the أنصار.
قال له عبد الله بن عباس هلما نطلب العلم.
So Abdullah ibn Abbas told his peer, let's go seek some knowledge.
قال لماذا نحن ما الفائدة منا علماء الصحابة موجودون علماء كثير.
So his companion said to him, why should we do that as the companions are still very present, the scholars of the companions, they are يعني present and still available.
وهذا غلط.
And this is incorrect.
العلماء كبار وسيموتوا.
Because the scholars are old and they will one day die.
من يخلفهم؟
And who is going to take their place?
ثم طلب العلم عبادة.
And then second of all, seeking knowledge, it is a type of worship.
وشرف عظيم.
And it is a great honor.
فابن عباس طلب العلم.
So Ibn Abbas, he sought knowledge.
وهذا الشاب الأنصاري ما طلب العلم.
And his Ansari companion did not seek any knowledge.
فصار عبد الله بن عباس من كبار العلماء.
So Abdullah ibn Abbas later became one of the major scholars.
وكان يقال له البحر.
And he used to be called the, compared to the, and called the sea.
لكثرة علمه.
Meaning the sea of knowledge due to the excessive amount of knowledge that he had.
ويقال له الحبر.
And he would also be referred to as الحبر.
يعني العالم.
And the حبر is a scholar.
وإيش معنى الحبر في لغتهم؟ كلمة حبر الأحبار.
Scholar.
علماء اليهود الأحبار.
Rabbi scholar.
أيوه علماء نعم. فعبد الله بن عباس يعني صار من كبار العلماء.
So عبد الله بن عباس he became one of the very major scholars.
وصار بعض الصحابة يرجعون إليه في العلم.
And some of the companions began to refer back to him.
وكان مجلس أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه مليئا بكبار الصحابة العلماء.
And the gathering of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, it used to be filled with scholars.
كل الصحابة علماء.
All of the scholars are scholars. All of the companions are scholars.
لكن كان يجلس مع عمر كبار العلماء.
But the major scholars were the ones who used to sit with Umar in his gatherings.
وكان يدخل معهم ابن عباس.
And he used to bring in Abdullah ibn Abbas with him.
فمرة اعترض بعض الصحابة قالوا لماذا هذا الغلام يدخل لماذا لا يدخل أبناؤنا أيضا
So one time the other companions in his gathering they became a little upset and they said why is this young boy coming into our gathering why don't our children be allowed to come in as well
فأراد عمر أن يبين لهم علم عبد الله بن عباس.
So Umar he wanted to show these men the extent of Abdullah ibn Abbas's knowledge.
فسألهم عن قول الله تعالى سأل كبار الصحابة الحاضرين.
So he asked the major companions who were there in that gathering. He asked them about a verse in the Quran.
عن قول الله تعالى إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
So they asked him about this surah here.
فقالوا رضي الله فقال من حضر من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم إن هذا بشارة بفتح مكة.
So some of the companions when they were asked by Umar about the meaning of these verses, they said this is a glad tidings from Allah that Mecca would be conquered.
فقال ابن عباس ما تقول فيها؟
So he said to Ibn Abbas, what is your opinion about the meanings of these verses?
فقال هذا نعي من الله لرسوله أنه سيموت قريبا.
He said this is يعني a this is
إخبار بقرب وفاته.
This is a prophecy of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's death is imminent and close.
فقال عمر ما أعلم منها إلا الذي يعلم هذا الغلام.
So Umar said the only thing I know of this verses is what this young boy has just said.
فعرفوا منزلة عبد الله بن عباس في العلم.
So then they recognized and knew the position of Abdullah ibn Abbas in knowledge.
وبعد وفاة كبار الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
And after the death of the major companions رضي الله عنهم
كان هو من أكبر العلماء
Abdullah ibn Abbas was one of the biggest and most major of the scholars
وهو أحد العبادلة الأربعة
and he is one of the four companions named Abdullah of those scholars
إذا قيل العبادلة انصرف إلى هؤلاء.
If it is said the Abdullahs, then it means these four individuals.
مثل هيئة كبار العلماء في هذا الزمان.
It's like the committee of major scholars in our time.
عبد الله بن عباس.
It is Abdullah ibn Abbas.
عبد الله بن عمر.
And Abdullah ibn Umar.
عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص.
And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As.
عبد الله بن الزبير.
And Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr.
كبار العلماء في زمانهم.
They were the major scholars of their time.
ومات رضي الله عنه تقريبا سنة 73.
And he ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه he died around the year 73 after Hijrah.
وقد فقد بصره في آخر عمره.
And at the end of his life he lost his vision.
وخلف تلاميذ كثر
and he left behind many students
نفع الله بهم
and Allah benefited by way of these students
انتشروا في الآفاق
they spread throughout the land
عطاء ابن أبي رباح ومجاهد في مكة
عطاء ابن أبي رباح and مجاهد they were in مكة
وطاووس بن كيسان اليماني في اليمن
and طاووس ابن كيسان اليماني he was in Yemen
وسعيد بن جبير في العراق
and سعيد بن جبير he went to Iraq
وما من بلد إلا ولابن عباس فيها تلاميذ
and there was no land except that Ibn Abbas some of his students were in that land
وقد استجاب الله دعاء محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في ابن عباس
and Allah had answered the supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he made on behalf of Ibn Abbas
فهو من أعلى من الصحابة بالتفسير
so he is one of the most knowledgeable of the companions in تفسير
وتلاميذه أشهر التابعين في التفسير
and his students are the most well known and famous of the تابعين with regards to the explanation of the Quran.
دائما تقرأ في كتب التفسير قال مجاهد.
Always in the books of tafsir you read that Mujahid has said.
قال سعيد بن جبير.
And سعيد بن جبير has
قال
said.
قال عطاء.
And عطاء has said.
قال طاووس.
And طاووس.
وأكثر شيء قال ابن عباس.
And the most thing you read in the books of tafsir is Ibn Abbas said.
لما دعا له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم علمه التأويل فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل
why is it that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua for him in this specific way where he said oh Allah grant him understanding of the religion and teach him the explanation of the Quran
وعلم ابن عباس لم يكن فقط في التفسير
And the knowledge of Ibn Abbas was not only limited to the science of tafsir.
بل كان فقيها.
Rather, he was a person of fiqh.
عارفا بالتاريخ.
And he was he had knowledge of history.
عالم باللغة العربية.
And he had knowledge of the Arabic language.
عالم بالشعر.
And of the poetry of the Arabs.
فلا يجلس عنده أحد إلا ويفيده علما.
So nobody used to sit with Abdullah except that he would benefit him.
وكان أميرا من أمراء علي رضي الله عنه.
And he was one of the leaders, one of the governors of Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه.
وإمام في الحجة والبيان.
And he was an imam in and providing evidences and manifesting the truth.
وبعثه علي رضي الله عنه ليناظر الخوارج.
And Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه, he sent him to debate with the Khawarij.
وأقام الحجة عليهم.
And he established the proof against them.
ورجع كثير منهم إلى السنة.
And many of the Khawarij after this debate returned to the Sunnah.
فرضي الله عنه وأرضاه.
So may Allah be pleased with him and please him as well.
والعجيب أن ذرية عبد الله بن عباس.
And what is amazing is that the offspring of Abdullah ibn Abbas
أصبحوا خلفاء للأمة مئات السنين.
They were the successors and the خلفاء of the Ummah for hundreds of years.
الدولة العباسية.
This was known as the Abbasi Empire.
نعم. وبهذا القدر أكتفي والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.